This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cinco de Mayo, already here, May 5th.
I can't believe it, man. April was a blur, brother. Like, where did April go? Did anybody else feel that
away,
way?
Like,
I mean,
with
it
all
was,
that rain we got.
But it's supposed to rain later in the week,
That's
fine.
You know,
push that off a little bit. But, I mean, I need the sun. These last couple weeks with all that rain. But, my God, April flew by in the blink of an eye. And here we are at Cinco de Mayo time already.
You guys having...
You guys going out for Cinco, bro?
Yeah, dude.
No, you know he is. He better be. You're under 30. You should be going out for Cinco.
You're not. Okay, you're going to have tacos at the crib for the Celtics game?
Yeah, we'll have tacos at the crib. Maybe,
but it's not Tuesday, so do you have tacos today and tomorrow?
Today's the anomaly.
Yeah.
Today or tomorrow you have leftovers, and you technically do it both ways.
Yeah, so you double taco today, basically, double taco this week?
You make more than you probably need, tomorrow you make the sheet pan shows.
That's it.
Oh, you could do that with the leftovers, yeah.
All right. So what you do is you make the classic tacos tonight, get a little bag of the, you know, Spanish rice, black beans, make your tacos, do whatever, and then tomorrow you go get the chips, or you do it all in one shot. Chips, spread the taco meat over the rest, throw the black beans extra on top. Cheese, boom, bang.
Now you got nachos if you want that, you know. Yeah,
I have a Chili's gift card, too, is the thing.
Oh, well, that's what Cinco. You got to celebrate a Chili's.
Chili's gift card might just,
right, exactly.
Great chips and salsa.
Exactly,
it is.
That's
I'm serious. It is phenomenal,
I'm
chips and salsa.
Not being a Richard.
No, you're not. I'm on board with that.
It's orange. I don't know.
The cheese, you mean? Yeah, who cares? It's fantastic.
It's great.
I mean, Chili's has got some top-notch stuff.
H3 on this.
My friend sent a picture of Applebee's the other day, and on the marquee, it's how we got it. And it said, Applebee's, and it says, home of the best burger in town. I said, in what city are you in? And he said, Montrose, Colorado. I said, I have no interest in ever going there if that is the best burger in town, right? It doesn't matter. I'm not going. It's Applebee's. That's the best burger in town. Montrose, Colorado. No chance. I'm going there. Because I don't want that. So, yeah, you can do Chili's tonight for Cinco.
Chili's.
Probably won't be
plan.
As crowded as, you know, some other places will be. But Chili's, you know, get the chicken crispers, get the burger.
Yes.
Yeah, they do a nice job at the Chili's.
I don't mind it. Like, I know it's, like, probably considered a guilty pleasure, but I'm cool with that.
When was the last time you were at Chili's? Be honest with yourself. Because for me, it was, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
2019 on a date.
Okay, so it's been a while, right? That's pre-COVID. Things have changed, right? When was the last time you Chili's?
Twice recently. Yeah, literally twice recently. But before that, it was years. But twice in the past 6 months.
Really? In the past 6 months? See, I think it's been about 3 years in December the last time that I went to Chili's.
Wow.
Yeah. Or it may even be going on 4 years now. In December.
I honestly think my favorite thing from Chili's is the buff chick sandwich.
It's a great buff chick
sandwich. It's a fantastic one. It's like very well fried. It's what exactly you're going there for. Like, you're not trying to brag that you went there. Like, what'd you have? Buffalo chicken sandwich? How was it? Pretty
good,
awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Crispy, not soggy.
It's really true, though. Chili's does have good food, man.
You're welcome to join us.
No.
I will. Yeah. But I want to be on the golf course.
Yeah, but I mean, with the song with the baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, like, they put that marketing bug in your head a long time ago. They don't even have to do it. Everybody knows it. Like, it's the greatest marketing ploy of all time. Chili's baby back ribs.
When Michael Scott does it at their office.
Exactly what I was thinking of.
Exactly right.
I'll take a an awesome blossom with extra awesome. Yes,
yes. And quite honestly, the Applebee's whole thing, man, I go back to the Bengals game. They had the Applebee's guy sing at halftime of that game, so it's still kind of a bitter taste in my mouth, whoever that guy was, Jason Alclean or something. I don't know what his name was. And he's like, Applebee's has got the burger and the fries. And all the Joko moms are raising their Stanleys full of Kim Crawford saluting this guy. Ooh. And then the second half happens and we lose and Tyreek's traded.
Damn, that was deep.
Well, we were talking about that on Friday, I think, off the air. Like, clearly something happened in the locker room of that game, right?
No question.
Tyreek was traded before the halftime show ended in that game. I mean, that was the one. Yes. If you want to know why Tyreek Hill was traded the end of the first half of that Bengals game where the Applebee's guy sang at halftime, that's why Tyreek Hill was traded.
Did you know that Cinco de Mayo means May 5th?
Yes. Is that from the text line?
No, I just thought it'd be funny. Because I didn't know what it like why it was called Cinco de Mayo until I was like in eighth grade.
And you're like, oh.
I was like, oh, Cinco, Mayas, five, man. Duh.
And then, that's about the time that we developed that holiday here in America.
I was going to say, I was like eighth grade. I was like, oh, it makes sense. And I came home and was like, got it. My dad was like, oh, God.
Like, no, nobody even really knows what Cinco de Mayo is. People will say it's the Mexican Independence Day. That is not true at all. It is the September 16th is the Mexican Independence Day. It is not Cinco de Mayo. Don't ask, because I don't know.
I looked it up. They won a war. I know it's about a war that they won against the French, but I don't know much more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I know.
It's more of an American holiday than it is a Mexican holiday. And that is the God's honest truth. We celebrate that holiday. It's like St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, New Year's.
It celebrates Mexico's 1862 victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla.
There it is. We go. All right.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. While of 10 mistaken for Mexico's Independence Day, September 16th, Cinco de Mayo commemorates the specific military triumph. It's primarily celebrated in the U.S., particularly by Mexican-American communities, with parades, festivals, and cultural events.
I love the fact it's primarily celebrated in the United States.
Yep, that's what it says.
Heck yeah.
So, like, yeah, so every time we, like, celebrate, you know, like, the real ones are just like, oh, my God.
Damn it.
So what are you guys going to do for Cinco de Mayo? Go home and hang out with my family?
Right, yeah, sounds good. Like nothing?
Yeah, no, it's
Monday?
We never really did anything with it unless we were in college, which that
of
was
course,
cool.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember we did a golf tournament one. I'll get back to that some other time.
I just want some chips and white cheese sauce now.
Now I'm hungry. Cheese.
Yeah.
And in Mexico, they're like, what is this food that you're calling Mexican food? Yeah. Like, you get authentic Mexican, man. It'll change your life.
They come here, they're like, you eat flour tortillas?
Yeah, right. That's the other. Yeah.
What is that? Let me get you something else. Like, wait. Sour cream in a bag that you brought with you to a restaurant?
No.
We've got queso fresca.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We don't have sour cream. But
real Mexican food will change your life, man.
Is it ultimate Cinco de Mayo if you just go to Taco Bell then?
You can do that. Taco Bell's going to have a line.
That's so true.
I mean, right?
Like, they've already got a line, I'm sure.
If you're doing your part as an American celebrating Cinco de Mayo, you go to Taco Bell.
That's
exactly right.
Fake. Celebrated mostly by Americans.
Yep.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
It's today.
Or you can go to Subway and get the foot-long Doritos nachos that they have.
I think
have
I'm
you
good
seen
on that.
Those? No, oh, man. Those look good.
I can make that at my house.
All right.
Either way.